I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Yesterday was the final day of Ramadan. This month of prayer and fasting will certainly have left an impact on those peacefully observing the holy month. On Wednesday, Muslims observe the Night of Destiny, but alongside their prayers, Christians have been praying for a different outcome. And Tom Doyle of E3 Partners explains.
This is a time where Jesus often answers those prayers and comes to Muslims in dreams. And this is the night we hear about the most from Muslims that have become believers.
But for extremists, the month has been less about seeking guidance and more about unleashing terror. So looking ahead, how do we respond? Doyle says we should pray for them also to surrender their lives to Christ. And what keeps a person in an area when others are fleeing? Thomas Fawn says it's about obedience to God's call to share his word. He's been serving in unstable, war-torn nations for years.
I've been going to Uganda for quite a while. I started going there up into Sudan during the war and the fighting, and really bad up in northern Uganda, the suffering.
Fonce is a missionary with Frontiers Outreach and a distributor of World Missionary Press. In an upcoming trip to Uganda, he'll be checking up on old projects, helping with new ones, and passing out scripture booklets wherever he goes.
This has been a tremendous ministry. I think it's one of the greatest ministries in the world because it provides the missionaries with their right hand to give them the word of God in all these languages. And you cannot help but want to support such great ministry.
And learn how you can do that. Visit us at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for their ministry as it translates God's Word into sign language. You can get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.